I'm David Enders, and this is The Take. We are coming to you on Sundays with weekly roundups as Israel's war on Gaza continues. The Israeli military siege of Gaza's largest hospital continued. A vote on a new UN ceasefire resolution is expected. Israeli forces once more shot and killed Palestinians seeking aid. More than 32,000 Palestinians in Gaza have now been killed. Today is Sunday, March 24th. The war is in its 170th day. Journalist Anas Al-Sharif filed a report on Saturday for Al Jazeera from a school under siege near Al-Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest. 6 days of fighting around the hospital have trapped civilians and left more than 100 dead.
Some families are still here because of the presence of an Israeli sniper and Israeli army's policy of targeting and shooting at everything moving in the area. Some of the dead are still under the rubble. Medical teams couldn't get to this place because of the danger.
The Israeli military has claimed that Hamas fighters use Al-Shifa Hospital as a base, a claim that Bassem Naim, a member of Hamas's political bureau, denied on Thursday.
I can reassure everyone and confirm that no militant people inside the hospital are present. They have executed in the field hundreds of our people, including innocent civilians. Some of our fighters killed around the hospital while they are facing the new invasion to the hospital. I think the most important point here is not about how many they have killed only, but that they are repeatedly invading or storming health facilities, destroying the hospitals, destroying the shelters of thousands of Palestinians during the holy month of Ramadan.
The result of the voting is as follows.
At the United Nations on Friday, Russia and China voted down a U.S. resolution on Gaza, claiming its language around a ceasefire was disingenuous.
The draft resolution has not been adopted.
The U.S. immediately started saying that it called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, which would have been a big deal because that would have been the first time that the U.S. has done this at the Council, called for an immediate ceasefire.
That's Al Jazeera correspondent Gabriel Elizondo in New York.
But looking closely at the draft, it wasn't that at all. In fact, the language said, determines the imperative for an immediate ceasefire. That's a far cry from demanding an immediate ceasefire. And language matters in Security Council resolutions because if they are adopted, they become binding international law. So ultimately, when this U.S. draft resolution came up for a vote, it was vetoed by the Russia and China. So the majority of the 10 non-permanent members of the council have their own draft resolution now, and it is much shorter. It's very direct to the point, and it does have language demanding an immediate Ramadan ceasefire leading to a more permanent ceasefire. This, we believe, will go to a vote to the council as early as Monday morning. The big question now is, what will the U.S. do?
In Tel Aviv on Saturday, Al Jazeera correspondent Hamda Salhout said that even as the U.S. appeared to be putting more pressure on Israel's government, particularly to avoid a full invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, it remained defiant. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his sixth trip to the region since the war began.
While he was in Israel, he voiced Washington's repeated objections to this planned ground invasion into Rafah. He said that it would put more civilian lives at risk and further impede the delivery of aid. But the Israeli prime minister, though, remained defiant. All of this comes on the heels of talks that are ongoing in Doha. Now, multiple sources have said that these talks essentially are not making any real progress, and these are sources both on the Israeli side and the Hamas side.
Also on Saturday, the U.S. House of Representatives voted on a budget that could potentially strip UNRWA, the UN body that provides aid and services to millions of Palestinians, of U.S. support for the next year. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, speaking from Gaza's border with Egypt on Saturday, condemned that stance.
It is time for an ironclad commitment by Israel for total and fettered access for humanitarian goods throughout Gaza. And in the Ramadan spirit of compassion, it is also time for the immediate release of all hostages. I also urge every member of the United Nations to support our life-saving work led by the backbone of all Gaza relief operations, UNRWA.
Around the time Guterres was speaking, there were reports once again that Israeli forces shot and killed Palestinians waiting to receive aid. The most recent attack killed 19 people.
We survived death. They shot at us. There are many dead, many injured. We almost died to get our children a bite to eat.
And that's The Take for Sunday, March 24th. Please join us again tomorrow. This episode was produced and mixed by me, David Enders, in for Malika Bilal. Our sound designer is Alex Roldan. Alexandra Locke is The Take's executive producer, and Ney Alvarez is Al Jazeera's head of audio.